Wednesday, which means a brand new 7:30 second date update. If you've been out on a date or maybe a few dates and all of a sudden you're not hearing back from the other person, you've been ghosted, you've been given the old Provo fade, well, reach out to us and we will use our sleuthing powers to try to track someone down. And that's what we're doing today for Rachel. Hey, Rachel.
Hi.
So tell us what's up in your world.
I'm a little frustrated because I haven't heard back from this guy after 2 days. We've known each other for a long time, you know, and we're going to see each other at this conference coming up in 2 weeks. And so I'd just really love to know what happened before we see each other.
So are you guys in the same industry, or, I mean, did you know that ahead of time on these dates, or is it something where you met on Tinder and you realized, oh, we're going to be at the same conference together?
No, he's a client of mine.
Oh.
So we've known each other for 2 years, and then finally we kind of crossed that bridge and went out on 2 dates. And,
How about the dates themselves? How have they been?
They're good. We just went out to dinner, and he's really nice and good-looking. He can be a little cocky sometimes, but he kind of plays it off with some, I guess, comedy. So, like, it's kind of cute. But other than that, like, he's good-looking, and I thought we had great chemistry. So I'm just really confused.
Man, that'd be weird, though, with the dating, and all of a sudden you get no answer until you see him at the conference, and you're like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. What the hell?
Exactly. Like, hey, what happened? You know, and I don't want to have to bring it up at a business.
Oh, then you just play your whole day pretending you don't exist.
Right.
Camouflage into the wall, whatever you got to do.
Well, if you want, Rachel, we'll take Art's number from you, and we can call him next.
Yeah, sounds good.
Mix 105.1.
It's your 7:30 second date update with John and Justin. Jackson's here as well. We're trying to help out Rachel, who has known Art for years. In fact, he's a client of hers, which...
Yeah.
That's always a weird thing to get involved with.
They've gone out on 2 dates, and he's not returning her calls. And the bad news is there's a conference next month that they're both going to be at. And she's like, I need to know what's going on before I run into him at this conference face to face. Rachel, did I get all that correct?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Hey, Art's agreed to be on, so I'm going to pick up with him, but don't say a word, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Art, good morning.
Go for Art, what's up?
What's up, man?
Go for Art, all right.
You're on right now with John and Justin. Jackson's here as well. Hey, man, we're calling because you've gone out on a few dates with a friend of ours, and you're not calling her back, and so, you know, we were just trying to see what's going on and what happened.
Karen?
No, not Karen, but Rachel.
Oh, Rachel. Yeah, she's a nice girl.
Well, yeah, I mean, we talked to Rachel, and she seems really nice. I keep going back to who's Karen, but I got to stay focused on the issue at hand.
Not that we want to know who Karen. We'll ask that later.
We're worried about Rachel right now.
But you've gone out on 2 dates with Rachel. You know, you've got an event coming up with her next month, and you've just stopped calling her, and we don't understand what's going on with that.
Yeah, well, I just don't think it's going to work out.
Was it, like, personality-wise, you guys just didn't mesh as well as you thought?
Well, you know, I gave it the good old college try. I mean, we went out on 2 dates, and... After 2 dates, you sort of expect things, from the other person, and I didn't really get those things.
Like, emotionally expect certain text messages back?
I think he means naughty something.
I would say physically, yeah. She didn't kiss me. I paid for 2 dates for her, 2 meals. That's fine. We'll write it off on the taxes this year.
Are you kidding me, Art? What, is this some sort of transaction, like... You pay for my dinner, and now I owe you something? Like, what year is this? That's so medieval.
Yeah, hey, Art, Rachel's been listening in. Rachel, how do you feel even hearing that from Art, saying, like, we've been on 2 dates, and, you know, I expected something at least after date 2?
The thing is, Art, I even offered to split the meal with you, okay? So don't even give me that crap. Like, if you want to respect me as a human being, like, glad that I called and found out that I dodged a huge... bullet, you jerk. God.
What about this Karen? Can we go back to also there's a Karen involved?
I'll bet Karen.
Yeah, and who the hell is Karen? I mean, I don't really even care because, maybe I should find out who she is so I can just give her a heads up that you're a total jerk.
Yeah, well, Karen's a lot like Rachel, only she's cool.
Holy cow. Karen's European, if you will.
Rachel, am I getting the idea that you do not want a second date now, now that we've kind of talked to Art?
No, that is a hard pass on my part.
Okay. Maybe we can give you the dinner so you can go out with some friends or find someone else and, you know, just forget about Art and move on from there. What do you think?
Yeah, sure. Sounds great.
Yeah, well, you have fun at dinner. I guess I'll see you at the conference if you're brave enough to come.